Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 5th edition. We got an eight-game slate on tap for you. They had a three-game early slate. Well, let's break down the eight-game main. Some pretty good totals later on in the night, some weather to worry about, lots and lots of fun. But before we do so, let me talk to you about QuantEdge.com. They are ramping up their baseball package more and more. Awesome tools coming out. They got the lineup optimizer they keep tweaking and enhancing every day. They're going to have a weather tool, an umpire tool, a batter versus pitch type tool. They have a Vegas tool that just came out that shows you constant line movement throughout the day from over-unders, team totals, and money lines to help you out with where the action's going, where the lines are moving to help you with your DFS plays, and much, much more over there, plus great articles by a great cast of writers, myself being one of them, and I'm probably the least great of them all. But it's a great deal over there. And if you want to try it out, you can get the MLB season package for $25 off by using promo code Bubba. That's right, $25 off the season package with promo code Bubba. If you want to just try all sports and get your feet wet over at the Quant Edge, you know, get the NBA postseason coming up and much, much more, and try some baseball out for a month, you can get your first month for only $19.99 by using promo code Bubba. And, you know, if you like that, then jump into the season package with promo code Bubba. But for now, you can either go all in on baseball, and I highly recommend it. It'll be very, very profitable for you. $25 off for the season package using Bubba, or $19.99 for your first month of all sports for $19.99 using promo code Bubba. Also, go try Draft. Draft in your app store. Draft.com is an awesome way to play fantasy sports. It's snake-style drafts just the way you like them. They also have auction-style drafts. They have best ball drafts still going on. They got golf every week. That the Masters next week. That's going to be a big, big one. Some awesome tournaments they have there. They obviously have baseball. They have basketball. They'll have football when it's rocking and rolling. But it's an awesome way to play fantasy sports. And if you're new to it, go check it out. It's, you know, you can get paid out the next day. Lots and lots of fun. It's Draft in your app store, draft.com. And you use promo code SD, D as in dog, sports. And you get a free $3 entry to any tournament of your choice. It can be a best ball, snake draft, auction draft, you name it. They got it. So go to draft.com, draft in your app store. When you make your first deposit, use promo code SD sports. And you get a free entry into a $3 tournament of your choice. And go try it out. It's a great way. I know a lot of listeners from last year tried it out, and they love it. They play all the sports now. I'm telling you, if you like golf, it's a great way to play golf. The Masters next week will be great. But you're here for baseball. It's a phenomenal way to do it. If you want any pointers on Draft, hit me up in the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat or in the members Discord chat at the Quant Edge, and I'll help you out with that. It's a ton of fun. All right, with all that blabbering, let's get to your eight-game slate. Kick it off with the team totals, or the game totals. Reds at Pirates, 8. Twins at Phillies, 8. Red Sox at D-backs, 9. Blue Jays at Indians, 7. Marlins at Braves, 8.5. Cubs at Brewers, 8.5. A's Astros, 8. Rangers Angels, 8.5. So 3 8.5s and a 9 on this slate. We haven't seen a lot of high totals of late. We're getting it tonight as there's really no aces on the mound. It's a really mediocre level of pitching. A couple areas to watch for weather. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, roughly 25% chances throughout the entire night, so keep an eye on that one. If it stays 25%, I'd imagine they get it in, but just something to keep in mind. The more important one is Minnesota at the Phillies, and the Phillies are a team I want to attack with the bats tonight. There's like 70% chances of rain. If I had to guess right now, that one's not getting in, but maybe the storm moves and it gets in because it's a great game to target. We'll get into that why in a little bit. And then last but not least, Texas at the Angels. We saw the Rangers go ham last night. We were all over them yesterday. The wind's blowing out to right field at 10 miles an hour in that game, so more Joey Gallo and company in that one. All right, let's check out the pitching on this eight-gamer. You got four guys over 9K. You got Colin McHugh, Shane Bieber, Rick Porcello, and Kevin Gausman. A couple guys to look at here. Shane Bieber, $9,300 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Bieber's name was all over Twitter yesterday. He is going to be the chalk. Is it chalk worth eating? Very possibly. It's a minus 155 home favorite against a Toronto Blue Jays offense that is dreadful. But again, I've said it many times with them. They're an offense that are going to hit a lot of home runs, and they're going to strike out a ton. Last year, they struck out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching, but this year it's even worse. You saw Bauer yesterday have a no-hitter through seven. He walked like four or five at least, but struck out a ton of Blue Jays batters. It's very, very possible to do. And Bieber had a 24% K rate last year, 46% ground ball rate. Blue Jays had the lowest team total on the slate at 3.05. Lefties hit Bieber at 355, righties at 275 last year. So there is some thump in that lineup with like a rowdy Tellez. You got the Grichik, but righties. Bieber did good versus righties last year. So if you want to go to Bieber, zero problem with it. Again, first start of the year, they didn't need a fifth starter until now with that loaded rotation and the off days. But great, great play. Going to be chalky, so keep that in mind. But a phenomenal look against the Toronto Blue Jays. Colin McHugh, I don't mind, but I don't like really targeting the A's, especially with a $9,500 pitcher. You can go there if you want, pitching at home there, but I'm not going to. The other guy I look at is Kevin Gausman. He's going to make his MLB debut, this season's debut. He's obviously pitched in the MLB many, many times, but a little setback early in the year. But you got a Miami Marlins team that's striking out a ton right now, an absolute ton. Combined last season and this season, they're striking out almost 32% of the time. They're swing and miss throughout that entire lineup. And Gausman, you know, can be sketchy, but we got to kind of put the Baltimore Oriole Gausman out of our head, because once he came over to Atlanta, very, very formidable pitcher, got the job done. When you have a strikeout, a team that's going to strike out roughly 32% of the time, you got to lock and load in that one. Gausman's 46% ground ball rate, almost 20% K rate is something to look at for sure. You got a Marlins team at 3.8 team total. Lefties 324, righties 354 versus Gausman, but a 288 wOBA, 116 team ISO for the Marlins versus right-handed pitching. You got to like Gausman tonight at $9,000. He's a very, very good GPP ownership pivot off of Shane Bieber if you want to be a little different. So both really good options up top. I got Bieber 1, Gausman 2. I think Bieber's in a phenomenal matchup. You can make your lineup different and use Bieber. There's no problem with that at all. But Bieber and Gausman would be the two I'd be going to up top. When you drop on down, you got Nick Pivetta at $7,700 against Minnesota. I like Minnesota as a contrarian GPP type play, kind of like how I like the Gigantes the other night. But I do like Nick Pivetta quite a bit. Minnesota team striking out about 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Pivetta, minus 150 home favorite. He had a 27% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. And all this could be for naught with the weather. So just keep that in mind. But Minnesota, 3.6 team total. It's third lowest on the slate. Lefties 328, righties 276. Like, I like the Eddie Rosario, Torey Polanco's, Max Keblers of the world. But there's a lot of right-handed bats in that lineup, a lot of swing and miss from those right-handed bats in that lineup. And Pivetta, we've seen in the past when he's on, he's absolutely filthy. He had a lot of regression, bad luck last year, so he should get some good positive regression, hopefully this year, if the X stats line out. So Nick Pivetta at 77, very, very intriguing. Just be careful with the weather in that one. The other one at $7,600 is Joe Musgrove. This is a guy I was huge on in the preseason and in season-long drafts, but it was mainly for the perspective that he was going super late and really good stuff. He's only made a relief appearance so far, as like other teams, they haven't needed a fifth starter yet, but he went two innings, 1K, four ground ball outs out of his six outs. Nothing fancy, but that was at Cincinnati. Now you get Cincinnati at home in PNC Park, where A, we already know the power kind of gets zapped from the right-hand side of the plate, and B, the Cincinnati offense is dreadful. I talked to you about Tyler Mahla yesterday. He looked great. Six innings, six shutout innings, racking up five or six Ks. Got the job done. Musgrove's in a really good spot here against that Cincinnati team. Again, they're striking out almost 28% of the time right now. That is something that definitely to look at. Musgrove, a minus 125 home favorite in this matchup. And he's got a 46% ground ball rate and almost a 21% strikeout rate. So I like Musgrove quite a bit at $7,600. The Reds have a 3.8 team total, bottom like four or five on the slate. And last year, Musgrove was so stinky good, or that last year and this year, small sample combined, where they hit two, lefties hit 293, righties only 278 versus Musgrove. And the funk that the Reds are in, like I already mentioned, a 28% K rate is pretty damn impressive. But a 226 wOBA and a 101 ISO are dreadful numbers versus right-handed pitching. So Musgrove at 76, I like a lot. You can pair him up with the Bieber or the Gausman, or you could, if you want to get punty, I have no problem with Gausman being your number one in the GPP punt. I like him a lot tonight, so give me some Musgrove. I like Musgrove quite a bit tonight. So I got Musgrove 1, Pivetta 2 in this mid-tier range. But I like Musgrove a lot. He'll be paired up in a majority of my lineups. All right, when you drop down below 7K, though, it does get dicey. You got Brandon Woodruff at home against a Chicago Cubs team that is just in shambles right now. Musgrove went 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks against the Cardinals for 17.1 DraftKings points. He has really, really good strikeout stuff. A 26% K rate, a 51% ground ball rate. Now, the Cubs only strike out 20% of the time. They aren't a big strikeout team, but Woodruff has that strikeout upside. A Cubs team total of 4.1, 308 lefties, 300 righties against Woodruff last year. So as a punt at home at $6,800, I don't mind him at all. Just know it's risky, especially in Miller Park where the ball can fly. Pablo Lopez, everybody's darling at the Atlanta Braves. He went 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 earned, 7 Ks for 20.4 DraftKings points at home against the Colorado Rockies. Makes his first road start this season of his career. And he'll be going up against that Braves team that just teed off on the Cubs on Thursday night. They strike out 22% of the time, though, which is nice. Pablo Lopez, 20% K rate, 49% ground ball rate. For a punt, I don't mind it. I like Woodruff a little better, but I don't mind Lopez at all. The Braves do have a nice team total of 4.66. It is the highest on the evening slate. But in a small sample, lefty's 291, righty's 306 versus Pablo. If you want to get punty, you can go there, but he's my least favorite of my three punts I'll be looking at. My favorite, it's similar to why Bieber's great against Toronto, is Trent Thornton is great against a bad, bad Cleveland offense, like a horrific Cleveland offense. If you want to have some fun with the Cleveland offense, just take a look at their overall season numbers so far. It is so, so bad. You have three team home runs. Two of those are Hanley Ramirez. They're striking out 31% of the time as a team. They have a 174 team batting average, a 225 team WOBA, and that's just overall. That's nothing fancy. That's just lefties, righties. Doesn't matter. It is dreadful. If you want to have even more fun with the Indians, they have a, let's just see where we want to go with this one, an ISO of only 0.065. You want to talk embarrassing? That is embarrassing. They have a WRC plus of 39. The Cleveland Indians are bad at baseball. Very, very bad at baseball. Does that mean that Trent Thornton's a lock? No, not at all. He went 5 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts in his debut against the Detroit Tigers for 26.1 points. He's not going to do that every time out. But again, this Cleveland team is embarrassing. Absolutely horrible. Thornton's in a phenomenal spot. He's got a 12... You know, he does give up some fly balls, but Cleveland's going to be cold. You can take advantage of that. There's like 7% chances of rain. Not great, but not bad. Lefties 133, righties 147. Very small sample versus Thornton. But again, this Cleveland team is horrible. I like Thornton as my punt at 6,200. After him, it's Woodruff, and then it's Pablo Lopez. All right, recap of the pitching real quick. Up top, Bieber, Gossman would be my 1 and 2. In the middle, Musgrove, Pivetta. Again, watch the weather in Philly. Then down below, Thornton, Woodruff, Lopez. So we kind of narrowed this down. There's other ways to go on this slate. You're going to hear other names, but that's where I will be focusing on this slate. All right, let's get into the bats on this slate. So kicking off the catcher's position, I'm going to mention a lot of Phillies that I like. And remember, every time, I'm not going to say it over and over, it's a good chance this game gets rained out. But I have to cover them, because if it doesn't, I'm in love with these bats. JT Realmuto going up against Jake Odorizzi. Jake Odorizzi has reverse splits that right-handed batters drool over. They hit him very, very well. So Realmuto, high-owned catchers. It's in my batter breakdown for the day, sneak peek. He is one of my options between cash and GPP because people don't pay up for catcher very often. Realmuto is in a great, great spot on tonight's slate. When you slide down, like a Brian McCann, we were all over him yesterday at 3,400, up to 39. Still in a good spot there versus Pablo Lopez if you choose to fade him in that matchup. Francisco Cervelli, I love him at $3,600 going up against Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray's velocity was down in his last start. It could just be ramping up. Could be he's just a mess. The Pirates have a 4.2 team total. Lefty's 336, righty's 317 off Gray. And yeah, I know that the Pirates' offense has been pretty bad as well. But we will look to target Sonny Gray. And Cervelli is one of the righties. There's not a lot of righties I'm looking at. But the big reason I like Cervelli, $3,600, he's very affordable. And he's been hitting like third or fourth almost every game in that lineup. You don't find many catchers, A, that hit that part of the order, and B, that cost that little. So Cervelli, if you are stacking or whatever, or even a one-off, if you're punting catcher, is a nice look there at $3,600. After Cervelli, you know, you got the Tucker Barnharts of the world. Jonathan Lucroy is okay at 34, even though you want lefties versus Lance Lynn. If you are fading Gossman, Jorge Alfaro at 33 is not a horrible punt with power upside like that. If you're going to, it's one thing I don't think I've mentioned enough that I've done in years past. If you're punting a position, Try a guy that either has a lot of steel upside or a lot of power upside. Jorge Alfaro has tons of power upside. He's going to strike out. He might go like 1-for-10 some series with 8 strikeouts, a pop out, and a home run. That's just the kind of stuff that Jorge Alfaro does. First base position, you know, like Freddie Freeman, again, the lefties in Atlanta could be in play if you want to go that direction. Same with the Cubbies with Rizzo versus Woodruff. Don't hate them, but Rhys Hoskins, $4,600, similar to Realmuto. Rhys is one of my favorite plays today. I love Rhys Hoskins. Really, like, if I had to pick one guy to have in majority of my lineups, it would be Rhys Hoskins most likely. I'll probably figure out somebody else by the end of this, but Rhys is one of my top plays on this slate. And unfortunately, it might get rained out. But if you need a pivot, Jesus Aguilar against Jose Quintana, the Brewers are a big-time stack for me today. Quintana, first start of the season, he only did a little relief work his first time out and got beat up. We know that the Brew Crew, their bats are on fire in a great ballpark. Lefties, 283, but righties, 334 off Quintana. And Jesus Aguilar is going to be in for a big, big game against Quintana if everything goes right. And also that Cubs bullpen is exhausted right now. So the Brew Crew in a great spot. Quintana might have to sit out there and take some on the chin for them. The farther down you look, though, if you do want to fade Thornton of Toronto, Carlos Santana is only 4,200. It's not the worst play in the world. Rowdy Tellez versus Bieber at 41. You do choose lefties versus Bieber, so if you're going to fade him, you go that route. Mikel Franco, another player I like a lot. He's first base and third base eligible. He's $4,100 against Odorizzi in those reverse splits. That is great. Christian Walker at $4,100. If you follow my Twitter account, tweeted out a little thing about him, about his early Statcast numbers. And everybody talks about he's a lefty master. He's got 3 home runs on the year, all versus right-handed pitching. And he has a 50% hard contact overall this year. He's just crushing baseballs. And now he should have the everyday job versus lefties and righties. And Porcello's a good pitcher, don't get me wrong. But in a GPP, Christian Walker at 41, no problem with that at all. Mitchie Twobags at 39 if you want to save some money versus Zach Godley. Red Sox 4.6 team total. Lefties 341, righties 334 versus Godley. So I have no problem with Mitchie Twobags at $3,900. Then Josh Bell against Sonny Gray at 38. Nice value on that one. Trying to beat up Gray. Colin Moran, first base, third base, Pirate as well at 37. And then Kendrys Morales, he's hitting the ball very, very hard again to start the season. He's $3,700 versus Colin McHugh if you choose to do that kind of thing. And then the last punt I'll mention is Neil Walker at 36 versus Gausman, first base, third base, eligible. If you're going to punt, I try to go to Morales and stop there, but Walker's there if you need to save $100. Second base, Jose Altuve is always worth a look. Ozzie Albies on fire. We prefer him over lefties, or we prefer him against lefties over righties, but both are very, very much in play. Rougned Odor continues to struggle bus it through this season. He's batting .185, 1 ribeye, really, really struggling. But the talents are there. The regression has come. Like, if you look at his X stats, I know it's early, small sample, but he is way, way getting unlucky or underachieving. Like, there's some positive regression coming. When it's coming, who knows? But they look at his X stats, his hard hit rate, all that good stuff. It's still very, very good. It just hasn't happened yet. Great matches versus Pena tonight. Odor makes for a good GPP play at 43 or part of another Tejas stack. Going down farther, Ketel Marte versus Porcello at 4K. Not horrible. He's running, and he had a home run the other night as well, so you like that quite a bit. If you're stacking Cincinnati for some reason because they are struggling so bad, but Jose Peraza is not the worst at $3,900 as a part of a stack. One of my favorite plays, especially in cash at second base, is Adam Frazier. $3,800 versus Sonny Gray leading off for the Pirates makes for a good piece of a stack or even a one-off with his speed up ability. His team totals or his DK totals 8, 29, and 8 in his last 4. That's why I like him as a good cash game play. He gets on base, he runs, a little bit of power upside. Lots to like there with Adam Frazier at $3,800. Starlin Castro versus Kevin Gausman in a GPP at 37. You can get behind that one for sure. But then other than that, there's not a ton. The farther down you go, like there's Adrianza if you need to get weird. Then maybe just a couple things based on lineups, but not a lot too cheap. That's been the theme so far early on DraftKings. They haven't been giving us our low 3K or higher 2K punts we're used to. Third base, Chris Bryant's always worth a look. Same with Alex Bregman. Just depends on if you're stacking or you're trying to get contrarian or something along those lines. But like a Rafael Devers will explode eventually. Eugenio Suarez, GPP relevant, but none of those are really jumping off the page. Third base, you can save some cash if you like. Go to a guy like Mikel Franco at 41. If that game gets in, it's a really, really good spot there. Otherwise, like a Marwin Gonzalez versus Nick Pivetta at 4K. Again, if that game gets in. But if not, Asdrubal Cabrera, 4K versus Peña. Big, big fan there. Cabrera's off to a hot start this year. 12 more points last night. He had 16 two games ago. He's hitting the ball insanely hard. Already three Jimmy Jacks on the season. So his Jeromel Cabrera at 4K is something that I can definitely get behind. It's a theme on quick hits early on again, because I just mentioned how the DK pricing has been very, very odd, not a lot of value. There has been a lot of good stuff between like 38 and 42. So if you have to like not go big at any one position, if you don't go Mike Trout or some of those guys, you can make a really balanced, solid lineup. Like last night with Texas, I think I left like $300 on the table. I had a lot of Rangers, and I had some Braves and Cubs, and had some pitching, and they all cashed. Like, it was, you don't have to go with all the big names. It's the thing with baseball. It's not like basketball and football where you pay for a couple of the studs because you know they're going to go off. When it comes to baseball, I've said it before, and many others have, the best hitters in baseball are only right 30% of the time. So any of these guys, like I just told you, as Jeromel Cabrera, he has a 12, a 0, and a 16 in his last three games. He's hitting .269. He's only getting it right 27% of the time. But when he does, he puts up big games. So that allows you the luxury of not having to pay up all the time. And I'll reiterate it throughout the year, because that's the grind of baseball. When there's bad nights, it's not that you pick the wrong guys. It's just shit happens. And that's just how baseball works. Baseball is one of the most variant sports there is to play DFS in. And it's tilting. And you have to have a really, really strong mindset to go in there and know some nights it's just, it's not your night. It's just the way it's going to go. But lately it's been good. And I'm telling you, I don't tout sites often, and it's not because I'm right in there, but the quant edge, the tools they have, the crew they have, and the passion that the crew has, like, these are all guys that have done this for free forever. And they really love the sport. They played the sport. It's a great product. And I highly, highly recommend it. If you want anything else, any other info on it, feel free to hit me up and I'll talk to you about it anytime. I really, really do support the cause over there. Back to third base. Sorry for the diatribe, but I wanted to get on a tangent there. Colin Moran at 37 is in play. Neil Walker, again, 36 for some punts, are a couple other options you can look at. But I kind of want to stick with this Jeromel Cabrera, Mikel Franco, or you pay up if you're doing kind of some kind of stack. Shortstop, Javi Baez. Yeah, he went to Pound Town last night. This boy can hit. Bregman again. Correa versus Montas is intriguing in a GPP. Correa's hard hit rate is through the roof, which lets you know he is healthy, folks. He is definitely healthy. Was writing about him last night. He's it was a struggle bus last year, but he's hitting the ball with some great exit velo, some great hard hit rate this year. Makes for a good GPP play versus Montas at 44. Gene Segura, another one of those Phillies we like quite a bit. Elvis Andrus at 4K, not bad either. Hitting in the middle of that Texas order, especially in a stack. Don't forget Andrus. A lot of guys don't run to him. He's right in the middle of the big boys. He makes for a great piece. He's only 4K, similar to Jeromel Cabrera. That's why Texas is so damn affordable. Odor's cheap, 43. Andrus 4K. Cabrera 4K. You pay up. Gallo's actually cheaper tonight than he was last night. Guzman's cheap at first. I didn't even mention him. I mentioned him yesterday. I would have mentioned him in the stack section, but Guzman's price is only $3,700 again. That's what he was yesterday. So there is a ton you can get down on with Texas if you want to go there yet again, and it allows you to pay for pitching and then a couple studs too if you like. Other shortstops, you know, you got Jung Ho Kang for Pittsburgh. He's shortstop third base eligible, but Jorge Polanco versus Pivetta at 39, very solid savings there. Another guy you can look at, Marcus Semien at 37, is always nice as a punt with his price point as well. Heading to the outfield, you got Trout. Finally went to town last night, and it was a bomb. It left the building at like 110 miles an hour. It was glorious. Baseball season is finally here as Mike Trout has visited Ding Dong City. It is beautiful. They got Bryce Harper in a great matchup for Soto Rizzi, Mookie Betts. Christian Yelich's very intriguing because most go righties versus Quintana, and rightfully so because righties smoke him. Christian Yelich's not your average lefty, so when you're stacking Milwaukee tonight, do not forget Christian Yelich. That'll help make you a little unique in that matchup. Farther in you go, like J.D. Martinez, be careful. No DH. Make sure he's in the lineup. But if he is in a great spot versus Godley, very, very good spot versus Godley. Crush Davis versus McHugh, always a GPP. There's Joey Gallo. He's $400 cheaper tonight at 4,700. He had 20 DraftKings points last night. 28 and 13 in his last three. If you missed his home run last night, go check that out. They were comparing it to the Bo Jackson home run he hit in the All-Star game there like over 20 years ago. This ball was destroyed. I believe it was recorded at 490 feet. It was a Matt Harvey special. Let's put it that way. It was, if you look at the go to Baseball Savant and see where the pitch was located, it was what the kids like to call back in the day when I played baseball, a cock shot. He put it on a tee for him. And if you do that to a guy like Joey Gallo, it's likely he's going to hit the ball 500 feet, and he went 490. So, yes, $4,700 for Joey Gallo. Thank you very much. Farther down you go here, though, like a George Springer swinging a hot stick. If you want to ride that wave at 45, you can. McCutchen versus Odorizzi at 43. Nice little sneakier piece of that stack. Sadly, Nelly Cruz probably not in the lineup tonight versus Pivetta. If you are fading Woodruff, or if you want like a one-off, Kyle Schwarber at 43, I like quite a bit. Usually batting fifth these days. Nice pop, nice lefty in that hitter-friendly ballpark. Don't sleep on the Schwarbs. He's lost some weight. Looks like a brand new man. Looks like we might get a little more of the Schwarber this year that we were hoping to get in recent years. So that is very, very nice. Farther down the 4K ladder you go. Starling Marte, a very nice play versus Sonny Gray. We've been talking all the lefties and Cervelli. Marte at only 42 brings a lot to like here, especially in cash games with GPP upside. 10, 0, 9, 18 in his four games. So 9 or more points in 3 of his 4. Really, really like the upside for Marte versus Sonny Gray tonight. A guy that will be very low owned, I have a feeling, as well. Eddie Rosario against Pervetta is in play if that game gets in. But then Ryan Braun, I love it, 42. Love, love, love Ryan Braun versus left-handed pitching. This is a guy you can really, really, really take advantage of in this matchup. So go get yourself some Ryan Braun at 4,200 versus Quintana. He loves facing lefties. And when we get to the BVP section of the podcast, he loves that as well. Ender and Ciarte leading off versus Lopez at 41. I like a lot, if you're especially you're stacking Braves, but also a good one-off because he does what we like to do with one-offs. He steals bases. Max Kepler at 4K, not bad. Lorenzo Cain, you're getting at a stupid discount of $4,000. Just going to put that out there. Him and Braun, great 1-2 punch. Cain is a great cash game play. 10, 11, 17, 10, 5, 8, 5. He's at 5 or more in every game this season. 7 or more in 4 straight. 10 or more in 3 of his last 4. I know you're not supposed to game log check, but I just do it to tell you baseball's a streaky game. You ride streaks. And if you want to play cash games, you want a good floor. Lorenzo Cain gives you that, especially in a matchup versus Jose Quintana at 4K. This feels like a night where you can make small stacks, you can make big stacks. There's all kinds of ways to attack this slate, but there's a lot to like, again, in this 42 to 38 range. Farther down you look, though, so I don't keep blabbering on all day long and tell you everybody to play, but you got the likes of, you know, Piscotty versus McHugh, Laureano versus McHugh. Laureano's arm is just ridiculous. Like, the Red Sox must be having nightmares right now running on him, but he's also dropping bombs and stealing bags, so 39 for him in a GPP, I don't hate it. Cole Calhoun went deep yesterday at 39. I love Sin-Soo Choo at 39. He was the cover boy on Quick Hits, folks. The cover boy is a guy I really like. He had 22 DraftKings points last night. He's at 7 or more in 3 straight, 15 or more in 2 of 3. He's in a great spot against Pena again tonight. I will be going back to some more Sin-Soo Choo-Choo train. If you want to be contrarian in a GPP, Curtis Granderson at 3,800 bucks. Don't hate that versus Gausman. We used him a lot last year. He's going to be tilting, but Granny, man, he can find the bleachers. He's got one already on the year. 11 points 2 games ago, 7 points 4 games ago. He's got upside in a GPP. He's not really a cash game guy ever, but GPPs, you can look at the Grandy man. Grandy man can. Adam Jones at 37, I like quite a bit against Porcello. Even if it's just a one-off, he's just swinging a really good stick. And he knows Porcello quite well facing him when he was with the Baltimore Orioles. Other than that, we'll have to check lineups and see what other value pops up. But a very loaded 8-game slate. And a lot of reasons why I have so many bats I don't mind on the slate is, again, pitching not ideal. Not good, Bob. So, recapping your pitching real quick up top. Bieber 1, Gausman 2. In the middle, Musgrove 1, Pivetta 2. Down below, Thornton, Woodruff, and Pablo Lopez. So lots and lots to like there. If you're stacking it up, like me some Brewcrew. Brewcrew righties especially, but don't forget Christian Yelich in that mix. Love me some Texas Rangers. We drooled about them quite a bit. Odor is the GPP one because he's struggling so much, but don't forget him because he's going to burst out one of these days. You got Andrus, Chu, Gallo, Cabrera. Lots of nice lefties there versus Pena, who struggled tremendously in his first start. Pena gave up a 50% hard contact in his first start. So the Rangers are definitely in play. I love Philadelphia, one of my favorite stacks, especially with the reverse splits of Odorizzi. Don't forget the righties in that one, but make sure it plays very, very wet. The Red Sox are sneaky versus Godley. Could be very, very interesting. Pittsburgh versus Sonny Gray. Also an intriguing one. Don't forget Starling Marte and Cervelli in there. The A's are GPP relevant versus McHugh. And then the Angels as well. Let's get your BVP in here on this 8-game slate. You got the likes of, you know, Puig and Suarez are taking Musgrove deep, but not a ton to go run into. Gene Segura, 6 for 13. 2 doubles and a homer off Odorizzi. Adam Jones, 3 home runs versus Porcello. He's only hitting 217, but 13 for 60 with a double and 3 long balls. You slide on down. You got Ronald Acuna taking Pablo Lopez deep. It's a very small sample, only 45 plate appearances, but the Braves are hitting 316 with a 397 wOBA and a 211 ISO versus Pablo Lopez. Looks a little better, though, this year. Jorge Alfaro and Starlin Castro have a homer off Gausman. The Granny Man has 2 as a team in 76 plate appearances. They're hitting 380 with a 463 wOBA and a 282 ISO. Mike Moustakas, 3 home runs off Quintana. Lorenzo Cain is 23 for 82. That's a 280 average with 8 doubles and 1 home run. He's $4,000 tonight. Just keep that in mind. Jesus Aguilar is doing well. Braun's taking him deep twice. The Brew Crew, not shabby. Marcus Semien, 10 for 26, 4 doubles and a homer off of Colin McHugh. Chapman and Piscotty have taken him deep as well. Aaronson Simmons, he left with a back injury yesterday, so make sure he's playing before, so I won't even give you that BVP, but yeah, he's got an over 300 average against him. But other than that, not a lot of BVP standing out for you on the slate, which is not a big deal because it's not always that relevant. It's just fun to look at to give you a little bit to think about. But with all that being said, that wraps us up. Friday in the books. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We got a nice 8-1-8 gamer tonight. We'll have the articles out at TQE today and tomorrow, maybe Sunday as well. I'll be back Monday for another edition of Quick Hits. Again, if you want to try TQE out for the first month all-sport package for $19.99, use promo code Bubba. If you just want to say, screw it, I trust you guys, I'm going into the baseball package, $25 off your season pass, promo code Bubba. And then go check out draft.com and draft in your app store. Fun, fun way to play DFS. Snake-style drafts, auctions, best balls, you name it, they've got it. Promo code SDSports for a free $3 entry into any tournament of your choice. Go give this a rating review on iTunes. Appreciate it a ton. I'm on Twitter, at BDEntric. Go check out the Fantasy Sports Degens, at Fantasy Degens, FantasySportsDegens.com. A lot of great stuff there. Thanks for listening. I will catch you guys back on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 5th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.